go down the items 2A, B, and C, we'll, it'll become apparent who's leading those.
Okay, that's great. So if you... Okay, let's just follow our protocol on welcoming everyone and welcome everyone, and just perhaps a roll call, and we can start the recording and get on with the show. Looks like everybody's here, so go ahead, Yasemi, if you can do the roll call.
Sure. Thank you, Glenn. Let's first start the recording, please. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the At-Large IGF 2017 Organizational Committee Call taking place on Tuesday, 21st of November 2017 at 1600 UTC. On our call today, we have Glenn McKnight, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Aliel Michal, Maureen Gilliam, Wale Bakare, Satish Babu, and Alan Greenberg. We have received an apology from Aziz Hilali, and most likely Tijani Benjema will be joining us slightly late. On our call today, from staff side, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, Susie Johnson, Claudia Ruiz, Edin Erdogan, and myself, Yashin Nazar. Finally, before we start, I would like to remind everyone to state their name before speaking for the transcription purposes, please. And now I would like to leave it back over to you, Glenn. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, everybody. I think everybody can hear everyone. We did a sound check a few minutes before, but I was hearing a bit of noise. So I hope everyone can speak up loud enough and clearly. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. This is great. I look forward to this call because I think we champion the concept of the IGF outreach, and I'm so happy to see so much staff here and supporting this effort. So I'm very excited about our opportunities. So I'm going to move right ahead with the agenda. The first item is the IGF outreach activities. And so I would just open it up to the floor to anyone who has any updates on, in particular, what each of our team is doing at the IGF. So maybe I'll point on to Olivier, first of all, because I know he's done a lot of stuff and joint stuff with NCUC in the past. And Olivier, do you have any particular IGF outreach activities besides the workshops and lightning talks and our booth?
Yeah, thanks very much, Glenn. Olivier Clapin-Leblanc speaking. At present, there isn't very much going on this front. I'm trying to find out what is going on when it comes down to all of the ICANN involvement in at the IGF. I know that you're running a document which looks at all of the at-large involvement and the different at-large structures being involved, but as you know, there are also other parts of ICANN that are running things, and I'm a little concerned because there hasn't been much feedback yet from anyone. I'm not quite sure who is in charge overall of the overall coordination. Back in a few IGFs, it was, Adam Peake was quite involved with our part of the community, but we also had some wider coordination. And I would like to ask Heidi if we could perhaps find out, or if she could perhaps ask what the other parts of ICANN are doing and have this on a table. I did ask for a table last year, and did push for a table last year, and it didn't come together. But in previous years, we have had that, and it's been very helpful when we've got the whole community there. Thanks.
Great, thank you. I'm going to turn to Heidi in 1 second. I think you make a really good point, Olivia. I just want to say a side point that last year I attended a couple of socials, the book launch by Diplo in Spanish, but also Eurodig did a fantastic cocktail event as well. So let's turn to Heidi, and maybe you can bring us up to speed, Heidi.
Yeah, so thank you, Glenn and Olivier. So there is an internal group that I'm on that discusses what ICANN is doing and what others, Adam is on there, so he discussed a little bit with NCUC. But what I can say is that at large, at least to me, seems to be the most organized at this point in terms of, in terms of the outreach booth, activities, the promotional material, et cetera. What I would suggest is that on the next call of this organizational committee that we do invite Adam
Yep.
And even Renata, who I believe is a new chair of the NCUC, to see if there are opportunities for coordination of joint work. And so that's one point. And then also you'll see that on the wiki page that's posted in the display that I have information on or tables that do show at-large activities, which needs to be filled out a little bit more. And that actually is also a space for where other groups, you know, NCUC, NCSG, et cetera, could also put their activities in there. So that's something that still needs to be done before the IGF. Just a second. Sorry.
I think...
Yeah, sorry. I have a little munchkin sitting next to me.
I think somebody's protesting being called a munchkin.
She is.
I am not a munchkin.
Okay.
I've been called worse, to tell your child. So go ahead, Heidi.
Okay, so that's one thing. And then if we could maybe reach out, you know, send this list to the at-large community and have them fill this out a little bit more. So,
yep.
So that's, you know, we have some work there. So maybe we can make an action, Adam, to invite Adam to the next call on that. If I could also just take this opportunity to suggest some ideas for the some, you know, activities. Is that, may I do that, Glenn?
Yes, please go ahead.
So I've heard that a lot of board members, I believe 14 board members are going to be at the IGF. Yoron's going to be there. Shireen will be there. So it would be interesting or perhaps useful if you would invite them to the at-large booth or perhaps invite to speak to them during the IGF and just show them what you're doing. That I think that would show them, you know, I think that would be helpful to everyone for that.
So let me ask you, Heidi, is there any, that's what Olivier was getting at, and I think he's going to ask it again, is there any social event that ICANN has organized that we should be there?
Yes, there is a big reception that is happening, I think it's on, I think the gala is on Monday, but I'm going to double-check that. But that's what also I'm trying to get information from Mandy and the internal group on when exactly these events are. The ICANN reception is going to be at the top of the WIPO building, which if you've ever been there, it's a gorgeous location. So we will make sure to get that information to you in the next week. And what I also want to do is get all the information for ICANN events. You'll see on the chart that I posted some of the events that ICANN is working on day zero.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't yet have the full details of the social activities. But yes, there definitely are. But in addition, I think it would be useful just to, you know, perhaps even invite Yoron over and have someone film him while, you know, perhaps, you know, Glenn, you might film him while Maureen or Olivier or Alan are speaking with him.
Yep.
Just some thoughts that you might wish to consider.
Okay,
thank you.
I think Olivier has a few comments or questions for you. Go ahead, Olivier. Yeah,
thanks very much, Glenn. Olivier Caparablos speaking. And so, indeed, Heidi mentioned the NCUC. I think we should also really look at a wider perspective. The NPOC is also very active there. The business constituency is very active there as well, and some of our members also cross over into the business constituency. I think some internet service providers might be around. There would be also the RIPE community is there. There's a lot of closer and further connections. The closest connections being, of course, the ICANN supporting organizations and advisory committees, and this is really entirely in your hands, Heidi. So it would be really great if this year we actually have something that is really coordinated. And I'm really sorry, but seeing the track record of past years, the other people that you're working with are totally uncoordinated. So we're going to have to coordinate on our side and perhaps take the leadership on this, at least in order for us to be coordinated and know what everyone else is doing. And that might even give us some credibility as to we're the only ones who know what's going on.
secondly, the extended thing is to have an extended table, and that's something which us volunteers can do on the activities of our respective at-large structures, many of which are related to the Internet Society and the IEEE and the other organizations that will be present in Geneva. And there are quite a few organizations that will be present there. That's it. Thanks.
Yes, great. Thank you. And I'd like to acknowledge Maureen and Satish. I'm sure the time zone difference is a major, major factor for them. Welcome to the call, and as well as Ali. This is a time, any of you that are silent, Olivia and I have been quite outspoken on this issue, so I want to just grab anybody else that's on the queue or in the Digo. Is there anything you want to ask Heidi that has been not brought up? Okay, we got a series of hands. Great. Okay, we're going to start with Maureen, then Satish.
Thank you, Glenn. Just to start off, I still haven't been able to confirm my travel arrangements yet. That's sort of like still in train. But one of the things that I noticed when I was looking through the schedule is that the SIDS session that I'm involved in is on at the same time as Ali's. The AP Rallo thing, which is really a bit of a bummer. But one of the things too, with Olivier was mentioning about the outreach within the at large. I think that, for example, the thing that I've actually sort of like had quite a lot to do with recently is sort of like a context that I'm having with people with groups outside of it, outside of ICANN. And in that whole sort of like increasing the ICANN awareness, and one of them of course is the NRI session that I've got with the Asia Pacific regional IGF. That has actually generated quite a lot of interest, and so we're actually getting some of our young people who have been involved and are actually going to be at the global IGF. Involved in ICANN, which has been really encouraging. But also there's been contact with the Diplo Foundation and the ISIF Foundation, which is related to APNIC, and making contact with people in that area. So, I think that the booth will actually sort of like raise some, raise some our presence as at large within a lot of those groups as well.
Excellent.
Just for now. Thank you.
So the issue you brought up is travel. We'll circle around to the travel issue in a minute, but this is just asking people to respond to some of the logistics from the ICANN side of things. We'll circle around to the travel in a minute, but Satish, go ahead.
Thank you, Glenn. I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
I have 2 points. The first is about the day zero ICANN event. There are two sessions that ICANN is organizing on day zero, where I think because day zero is kind of unstructured, so I wonder if some of us can participate in the day zero events, particularly of ICANN. The second is that apart from the AP Relo workshop and the open source workshop that I'm organizing or co-organizing, I'm also having a Asia Pacific SIG, AP SIG role, which is the chair of the All SIG group there. This year we have given 6 fellowships to IGF, travel
wow.
and all that, including Gunilla and Amrita and others. So we have those 6 people with us for, if we have any particular use for them. Their main event, apart from the Day Zero All SIG meeting, they have 1 or 2 other workshops, but we can utilize them as well. So just to kind of flag that we have these people also. Thank you.
Great, thank you. All right, so I want to ask you, 1 sec, Ali, I'll get to you in 1 second. So you brought up the issue of the 17th, and I think it associates back with the travel issue. So both Maureen and Satish will circle back on that in 1 second. So Olivier, did you have a point that you brought up a minute ago?
Yeah, thanks, Ben. It was on something else.
Okay, so, okay. So, Ali, you just have to go back to your comments here. Hi, Glenn. This is my first IGF, so it'll be much of a learning curve. Okay, so no outstanding issue for yourself. Okay, so one of the things Satish brought up, and also there's IGF, ISOC ambassadors that are coming. One in particular I know of is Susanna Gray from the ISOC San Francisco. She's also an Arello representative. So we have to tap into how many additional people are coming, because we don't want the booth to be a hangout. So it basically, they need to look at the booth listings. So I know a few of us, myself, Wally, and Satish, have completed information of what times we would like to allot to. And so Maureen is now selected as the ALAC person, so I'll be opening the booth every day, because there's a bit of a logistics problem. They don't allow us to leave anything there. So all the stuff that we're talking about, I'm very nervous about leaving anything, even a piece of literature, because the cleaners may come along and just sweep it away. I know people think I'm paranoid, but I think it's an issue. So there's going to be logistical issues of bringing stuff back and forth every day. So we'll be handling that, I'm sure. Satish, is this an old hand or is this a new one? Okay, it's gone. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Glenn. Olivier Capanablon speaking. So I think we're still on that 2A, 2B, 2C part of the call, and that, because everything is actually interrelated. You've indeed spoken about this question with regards to being able to leave something at the booth. I was under the impression that whilst the booth is very basic, we will be able to leave boxes of stuff in there. It just feels like completely crazy if we have to take boxes out, bring boxes back in, especially with the tight security that we have here. I mean, you're talking about people having to go through x-rays, proper x-ray machines and stuff going in there. So I think we need to clarify that very carefully. That's one thing. The other point with regards to the outreach was what I heard earlier regarding giving flash talks at the booth. And I do not know whether we have the ability to do that, because the booth consists of a table of three partitions that have this soft surface that you can pin things on with Velcro. Yes, Velcro. And that's it. And one power plug, which will be, which is interesting. So I'm not sure that we can actually do flash talks where this is going to be an area with a lot of people walking by, I hear. And are we just going to be like standing on a soapbox then and sort of, carrying out something loud? Or first question, and secondly, are we going to have a screen in that booth, or do we not have a screen on that? Because a flash talk does require some visuals as well. Thanks.
Okay. I think we're confusing two things. The flash talk or lightning talks are usually not at the booth. They're a specified area. They're, if you recall in Guadalajara, they had tables off to the side. They didn't have AV, but they did have a mic. So I don't think we're having flash talks in our booth. Blunt. I just went back to respond to your. This is what was written to me by the organizers of the booth. That is by Anja is the one that's been sending information and updating. Anja Jengo. So you can see in the list, they say, and this is where I got it from, you are, as booth organizers, are responsible for the booth belongings. The security advised not to leave valuable items unsupervised. Okay, so that is associated with laptops, obviously. So it's a very good chance to respond to you, Olivier, that who the hell wants a bunch of literature? So it's probably a very good chance that we'll be able to leave our literature. But I think what we want to give away, the giveaways, I think I'm a little hesitant to leave that, but we'll because there's nowhere to lock stuff up. Okay, so Heidi, did you want to respond to Olivier's comments?
You've seen in the chat there are spaces for the flash talk, so maybe you could just have a sign-up sheet there and then move over. There's also a cafeteria that's very, you know, they have nice low old leather seats, et cetera. You can just maybe move them over there and have a, you know, if you have about five people, you can just have, you know, over a cup of coffee, have a chat with them there about At Large. So maybe you could collect a few people in doing that. In terms of the materials, Glenn, we're going to be sending things to Maureen and you at the Intercontinental. So perhaps you could bring, you know, a number of things each day. You know, if you do get those adapters, you could bring, you know, a backpack full or so each day okay. for that.
Okay, thank you. Just on that literature issue, I have a backpack full with including the drape for the paper tablecloth, but I have A.P. Rello brochures, Norello, and At Large General. So about 17 pounds of Sylvia stocked me up well, but I don't have any Urello or Lacrello or Afrello brochures. I have zero of that. They were not
okay,
at the
yes.
booth, so I'm just wanting
okay.
to advise that I need to be well represented at that booth. I'll need the rest of the literature. So it's Lacrello and Urello and Afrello. That's three that are missing in my pile.
Okay. Do you want to talk about that now, or because I see some other hands raised first, and Jubal
okay.
is on the call. She's handling the brochures. So do you want
okay,
to?
Okay, Olivia, just one second. Satish, go ahead.
Thank you, Glenn. Satish here. First point is that I think we will have to figure out some way of leaving the non-essential or the non-valuables back in the booth. It will be very difficult to cart these around for each day. And I'm sure, like you said, we can leave the brochures and stuff under the table or whatever.
Okay.
The second thing is I hope that we have some larger banners, which either vertical banners or horizontal banners, which people can see from some distance. If you have only brochures, people may not even then come to our booth. Thank you.
Okay, since you brought that issue up, that's peripheral stuff. Heidi, is anyone sending an at-large banner
yes,
to the...
Yes, Susie. Yeah, let's hand it over to Susie for those updates. Susie, if you're able to talk.
Ordered the Urello banner and an at-large banner. And those should be will be shipped to the Geneva office for Monday.
Susie, we heard most of it, except we don't know when, we didn't get when they were going to arrive. Is it this Monday?
No, they're going to be shipped by Monday.
Oh, perfect. To
the Geneva office. Yes.
Okay. So any idea when they should arrive in Geneva, about a week later or so?
No. Once we get the, have the, it doesn't take long, because we'll ship it by overnight courier.
Perfect.
It'll be depending on the, on customs, what happens, but we believe it's going to be a lot easier if because we're shipping it from office to office.
Okay, perfect. We'll note that. Yeah, so I saw the question. Yeah, we'll have definitely there are some staff. We have several staff in the Geneva office who are focusing fully on the IGF, and I'm sure they'll be able to bring them. I'll contact them.
So I take it that's Alan's question. Who will bring it from the office to the venue?
I spoke to Mandy yesterday, and she said if anyone from Adam Peake, to herself, to Nigel, will be going. John Jocks is going. We'll bring it into the venue.
So Heidi and Susie, there's questions in the chat about the AP Rello banner. Can you respond to that?
I'm sorry. Could you say it? Repeat. You were breaking up.
What I'm saying is Satish and Maureen are asking if there will be an AP Rello banner at the booth.
No.
Okay, so what banners will be at the booth?
Urello and At Large.
Okay. Okay, Maureen, would you like to respond?
Thank you, Glenn. Maureen, for the record. No, I actually just, yeah, I mean, if it, yeah, we, Satish had actually asked about having something that was sort of, you know, having select some kind of banners that were sort of like, would clearly identify the booth. You know, I mean, the AP Rala one looks superb. It's a really shame that it's not going to be there. But also just responding to something that Heidi mentioned about the AP Rala brochures, you know, lack of hindsight. I know, Heidi, when we were going through those, through the brochures, and I, you know, sort of didn't want to pick up the some of the different languages, but in having looked at who is actually coming, I didn't realise, of course, at the time, but we've got quite a large community of our Indian community, of our... is the brochure done in Indian, Satish? But, the, you know, there are other people who will be there that could have, you know, they could be distributed to, and no doubt Glenn has got some other languages. You didn't mention what languages you had, Glenn, but that's okay. I'm sure we'll be able to distribute them amongst our tribe. Thank you.
Yeah, to respond only English, that's all I have. And I have 17 pounds of literature, just to let you know, so it's in my luggage already. I also posted, folks, the size of the booth, so you get a scope of it. It's small, and I think I sent a picture before. And I have to agree with Heidi. Any, like, it's pushing at three. I just don't think three banners are going to work. And it's Urello's, that's their district, and at large as a whole. So I tend to think that two would probably be reasonable for the booth. I'm sorry, Satish and Maureen. Okay, so we need more literature, different languages. Go ahead.
Sorry, this is Keesla speaking. Apologies to interject. I'm not on the AC room. I just would just like to mention something about the AP Rala banners, and I'm just going to go through a zone where I might be cut off. Maureen, I've got some AP Rala brochures I know at home. I've just got to get them down, and I'll check which ones I've got, but I know that they're in other languages. I can't tell you if I've got them in Hindi or whichever language we did for the AP Rala region, but I'll get back to you on that one. And then we are printing the English ones for Geneva as well. It's a four-day turnaround, so we're just finalising that, and they'll be there on time, as well as the other regions and at-large ones. Thank you.
Gisela, can you just tell us, all, please, this is Heidi, which brochures you are printing? Because I know we're working on a lot of brochures that you're working at with the Geneva office on.
Yes. Now, I've got the at-large ones in English. I'm just waiting for the French version. We've then got the Uralo, Afralo, Naralo, and AP Ralo. Unfortunately, at this stage, we don't have an up-to-date Lakralo one, so we will have the four regions and at-large English and French, as I said, and off the top of my head, the other ones are in English and possibly the Afralo one in French. But I can confirm that to the group shortly on what is being printed.
Great, thanks. Any questions, since we have Gisela on the phone as well? And thanks for just jumping in there, Gisela. I can't see your hand because it's not in Adobe. Any questions for Gisela from anyone? I think Olivier. Go ahead, Olivier.
Glenn, it's Olivier speaking. I wasn't a question for Gisela. It was just to add, with regards to all the banners and the clutter inside the booth, the Uralo banner will actually be in the European corner, which will, I understand, not be far away. It'll just be right next to the at-large thing. So we're going to be able to get people on two sides. European corner on one side that will have the Uralo banner and the at-large banner on the other side. I agree with you that starting to have all the Railo banners in there is just going to be clutter and is going to be so confusing for people. And we don't have enough space for that. You know, they're tiny booths.
Okay. I'll turn full circle again. Anyone have any questions for Gisela on what she's bringing or any suggestions as well?
Yeah, looks just like to confirm, Gisela, you're going to print those and they're being delivered to the Geneva office. So, again, you're in touch with Deidre from that office to ensure that they're brought to where? To to the at-large booth, or how is that? How are those brochures going to get where they need to go?
Gisela, the question to you.
Okay, Gisela is hung up. Okay, it sounds like. Okay, we'll get back to you on that. We'll make sure. I mean, we all know Gisela, and I'm sure she will ensure that those brochures are there. But just on the literature rack, did you want us to get something like that so you can display them, or?
Yeah, can I just tell you a story? I don't think it was this time. In fact, it was actually not there at all. But the last ICANN booth where the fellows were, and I think you experienced that once with me, Heidi, is that the at-large material was zero to be seen, it was hidden. So it doesn't hurt to have something that's stylish and that's a small rack that they can be nicely organized, because putting it on top of this little small space may not work. But if we can look around for something that would work, that'd be great. I don't think that would hurt to be in the booth area, but they will not supply it. So if we want a literature rack, we have to source it, buy it, and bring it. So, and some of these are nice. You can fold up. So, it could be a reasonable action item. I'm not sure.
So I'm wondering, Glenn, I'm wondering, since Olivier, you know Geneva and you know the shops where you can get those things, I'm wondering if you could go out and get just a little plastic rack for those, as well as maybe a flip chart, if you think that would be useful, so you can put, in some post-it notes or... and then just send us a receipt. That's part of your available discretionary funding.
That was a question to you, Olivier. You want to respond?
Yeah, thanks, Glenn. Olivier Capanabron speaking. I'm going to have to check this out. What type of a rack did you want? A floor standing rack or the racks that you put on the table? The table is not very big.
No, it's not going to be on the table. It is adjacent to the booth, the block. It would be small. It may be the same height as the booth, but it would be organized in such a manner that you can organize all your brochures. They're small. Again, we have to source something and look what's around.
Yeah, so it's like a foldable thing that does, an exhibition rack foldable, lightweight thing. I don't think you can get that in a shop. You can get watches in shops. You can get gold. You can get all sorts of luxury goods, but Geneva is not the place for office stuff. We can certainly purchase this online and getting delivered there, and purchase it from a Swiss company and get it delivered there.
So you can, this is Heidi again. There is a shop that does a whole, it's very, it's a very small shop, but it has a lot of items. It's right across from the WTO, they have a whole bunch of office supplies right there. But take a look online.
You know it better than I do.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
folks. I think Alan is suggesting as well, let's look around, and if we find something that's reasonable, what we're conceiving, just fire it off to Olivier so he can source something.
I can certainly arrange to arrive earlier, and as one of my first duties, I can go and fetch these things. If Heidi sends me the details of that shop and so on, I can certainly investigate and find out. And so that on the first day, I can go pick the thing up, bring it into the palais, and then et cetera. Cheers.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Just don't know. Some people were talking about Diplo and other booths. If you recall at the IGF in Guadalajara, they had huge booths. I mean, big booths. This is not the case. So whatever you envision the last time, it ain't going to happen at all. I believe Satish and then Maureen.
Thank you, Glenn, Satish, for the record. I would like to know if the booth comes with a display of some sort, or if we can use our laptops for displaying, because if so, we can then prepare online content of various relos and stuff, because the booth is so small. If we have a screen, it would be useful to prepare some display stuff beforehand.
Excellent, excellent point. Okay, so if you recall the AP Rello booth, they had pictures, they had a slideshow. They actually had their fantastic ebook, which I won't. Maureen did a fantastic job on, and I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was displayed at the booth as well. So, Heidi, is there any arrangements we can do to have a screen behind, and then we can put a USB to run a slideshow?
Yeah, so I've asked staff about that, and my understanding is no. Again, because unless you organize that yourself or rent it, then no, there is nothing that ICANN can provide for these booths.
Okay.
In fact, I don't believe there are even any tech support coming.
Okay. All right, Satish, any other comments on that? No, I guess not. Okay, Maureen, go ahead. Yeah, Maureen.
Thank you. Thank you, Glenn. I just wanted to just go back to the thing about the literature racks. If the areas are going to be smaller, that means Diplo will have some spare gear. I mean, they have a really big office, and I know that I've been in touch with them recently, and I can ask if they've got something that we can things that we can use, because I really don't think we need Olivier, wandering around and carrying, large racks and purchasing them just for a one-off thing like this. It's, let's try and see if we can make some inquiries, local inquiries first. We've got a few days and up our sleeves to do that. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Maureen. Is there another comment, Satish? Okay. Satish, did you have another comment?
I just put it on the chat. If we know someone else who's got a booth, maybe we should check out the cost of a display screen, because it may be very useful given this very small and congested booth.
Okay, so you're suggesting that we look into the cost of renting a screen, and I noticed that Alan also says perhaps we can use some kind of other methodology as well that could be projected onto a white sheet or whiteboard. But Heidi, is there any budget for rental based on what Satish has said?
So the only funding, this is Heidi, the only funding we have is the $2,000 of Uralo discretionary funding that was approved. So, once we know, and I hope we're going to get to some of the, what you're planning on purchasing, you might be able to fund some rentals of a monitor.
Okay, so that takes us, that's a natural segue into Susie's last email. Susie, you got some price points on and also silk screening on the converters, right? Do you want to share the update on the converters? That's our major purchase, by the way. Go ahead, Susie.
Okay, so the each converter is $3.69. It will go up to $4.68 if we put the logo also on the, not just on the outside of the box. And the total cost for 50, no one said how much we were ordering, so I'm assuming 50 right now, it would be around $450. For 50.
Okay. So the chap with the budget that it's being used for is Olivier, and none of the other railers are kicking in on this. So.
One more thing. I'm assuming that everyone was talking about item number one, which is the power adapter that looks just like the one that the. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Okay, Olivier, we got a price point of 450, but that's not many converters. So how much did you want to budget for converters? Because that'll dictate how much money we have left for if we do rent a screen. So, Olivier, can you respond?
Yeah, thanks, Glenn. Olivier Capanablanc speaking. I have a wonderful, one of these documents, an Excel sheet, Wally had put together with all the numbers, and unfortunately I can't find the darn thing. Anyway, working from my mind, I was looking at it going backwards. In other words, we start with 2K, and we could allocate as much as we could on any of the items. So we took the pins as being a certain price, and now that we've got the certain price for the adapters, I think that we were looking in much in excess of 50 adapters. We're looking at least 100 adapters for this, so that we could spend maybe $1,200 or $1,300 on adapters and the rest on pins. Now that we're looking at the rental of a screen, of an audiovisual screen, that's a different story. So we would have to reduce the number of pins and reduce the number of adapters, so as to just pad the rest with the cost of the screen. But I would certainly like to have at least 100 adapters, and this is why my suggestion was to go for the first set of adapters, the cheaper one. Thanks for the costings for the still screening of both the case and the adapter itself. I strongly think we should go for that. So $4.65 or something, I think I just heard, in total, sounds great per adapter. And we can then the both the adapter itself and the case is branded with ICANN at large.
Okay. We got Olivier's view. Just one second, Alan. I'll get to you in one sec. Everybody's okay with Olivier's analysis of how many to purchase? Are we okay with that? Just put a green tick if you're okay with quantities, because we're not going to give to every single person one of these adapters. So so we're price points at 100. Is that correct, Olivia? Okay, we're good with that. Olivia, did you want to respond?
Yeah, I said actually more than 100. If only I had that darn bloody document.
Okay, we'll work out the numbers.
Give me a couple of minutes and I'll look for it. Thanks.
So, folks, we'll work out what we can get based on 100, if not a little bit more. But and then, well, first of all, we have to find out about the screen issue. And as Alan has pointed out, remember the security issues. Come back and it's gone. You know, it's going to be on somebody's credit card. So I want to turn to Alan. Go ahead, Alan.
Thank you. I was just going to comment that if you rent anything, you're going to have to transport it in and out every day. You probably don't want to really do that. And I have a question on the price. If it's $5 an adapter, why is it $450 for 50 of them?
Well, it's going to cost $60 for an additional $60 for a setup fee, and since we have to set up another, we have to also put in it on the actual adapter itself. That's another $60, so that's $120, right?
Uh-huh.
Let me see how much it would be for $1,000.
Yeah, the initial setup fee is a one set of cost, and then it gets cheaper per larger quantity.
That still doesn't explain the numbers, but let's not go into it right now. But it's just a little confusing. Thank you.
Yeah, you've got a good point. So, Susie, we need clarification on those price points. We don't want to overspend on it, so if we can get that. Clarified, that'd be great. So we talked about the literature, what was missing. We talked about the limited giveaways of the adapters. I believe in correspondence, Heidi, you were talking about an additional item that's swag. So you want to go ahead and provide
So you had asked, or this is Heidi, Livy, you had asked for the pin machine, that button machine. So meeting staff says that actually moves around from ICANN meeting to ICANN meeting, so that one is unavailable. But I'm wondering, Glenn, I know that you make those lapel pins. Is that a portable machine that you could bring with you?
No, I've said this a few times. I do not have a machine, but I have a friend who can make some up. But that's the question to this group. If you want me to make a bunch of buttons up, I need to get the design to the person, and he'll make them up for me like we did for Norello. So he's more than welcome to do a bunch, but I need to give him enough lead time, and I'll bring them with me.
And Jolie makes buttons as well.
Yes, and Jolie's price points are quite good too. So, again, it's working back. If we got some logistic issues, if we're going to have the TV or a monitor in the room, the booth, so that's a bit of a... I like the idea of the projecting, but the security is a concern for me. So, Olivier, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much, Glenn. So what's the deal with the actual lapel pins? Because we were not looking at buttons, we were looking at lapel pins last time.
Oh, lapel pins, yeah. Susie?
Yes, on the lapel pins,
yes.
We're going to get, we're getting some mock-ups today, and I will send it around after we get the mock-up.
And what are the pins? Are they an ICANN pin or an at-large pin, the small label pins?
ICANN at large. Urano is not going to pay for ICANN pins. It will pay for ICANN at large. Sorry, that's an executive decision.
I'm just trying to clarify what these, because maybe they're in stock already, if they're ICANN label pins.
Nope.
Okay. Susie, did I hear you right? You were fading out. What's the status on those lapel pins?
Lapel pins will have some mock-ups this morning.
Okay. So we don't have an answer on that, folks. So back to you, Heidi. What was the other item that you wanted at the booth?
I think that was it. And then the other thing were the chocolates that you were going to source locally.
Yes.
So that was it. So you just need a bowl. Bring a plastic bowl, Olivier, and then just go out and get chocolate.
And which brand are you, like, just...
Any one is good. Don't worry about that.
I bet you.
Ferrero Rocher, obviously, the ambassador's
Toblerone.
Reception is
Toblerone,
always...
yeah.
Ferrero Rocher is the one with the ambassador's reception. You are spoiling us.
Sorry. Any other swag that you, besides the chocolate and the occasional person getting a converter that's a potential lead?
You have the lapel pins. You have lapel pins. You have the chocolate. You have the brochures. You have, number one, I think the biggest one are yourselves, because if you're standing there and you're bringing people in, that's the key thing in my view.
Can I do this?
Sorry, Susie, go ahead.
No, that was not me.
Okay, somebody was saying something. Did somebody want to jump in? Because I know Gisela is not on Adobe. Okay, so I think we got the swag, and we know about the literature. One of the things we skipped over for the next 10 minutes, if we can circle back around, is each of us to talk about what workshops you're doing and so that everybody knows. So maybe I'll start with Alan. Do you have any workshops that you're doing?
I have no workshops. I believe I'm participating in the civil society event. I have not been informed of anything else at this point. I certainly will be in other things and speaking as appropriate. I don't believe I'm on any other panels that I've been told about yet.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, Allie, go ahead. I'm just doing it in order from what I see. Allie, tell us about your workshop and which day it is.
Yes, thanks. Glenn. This is Ali Al-Mishan for Derikor. The workshop will be on Monday, which is the first day, 18th, and it's, I think, 10:40, something like that. So, and it's about data is the new oil, shaping a digital economy for MENA region.
And who else from the community is in that session with you?
Satish, Liana, Sara, Maritza, and then I have speakers from ICANN. I have Tariq Kamil as well, part of my speaker list from an ICANN. And I have different speakers from different industry as well.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. It's this is great. Thank you so much, Ali. Okay, I want to skip to Maureen. Maureen, can you talk about your sessions? And if you're an animator or raconteur or in other sessions, please let us know. Okay, go ahead, Maureen.
Thank you, Glenn. Well, I've actually sort of like got two sessions that I'm actually participating in at the moment. The SIDS one, of course, which is an annual thing for Tracy and I, sort of like generally sort of like organise something. And I know that we've got, I know Carlton was invited. I'm not quite sure if he's able to come.
and I'm in a number of other people, but I haven't really sort of like, I'm only just getting back into sort of like making contact with people because I wasn't quite sure I was going to be going. And also an NRI session which relates to a synthesis document which the APRIGF produces each year to summarise the issues that arise out of the IGF within the region, and to and there's a session on it in this at this particular thing, and I was the chair of that committee, so I'm on that one. And of course, as I mentioned before, I'm sort of like a little bit gutted that the AP Rilo one is on at the same, the session is on at the same time as the SIDS one. But as far as the, you know, being a rapporteur or anything like that, I mean, I didn't commit myself to anyone who asked because I wasn't quite sure if I was going to be there. But, yeah, I'm always available.
Great. Thank you so much. Olivia, your turn.
Thanks, Glenn. Olivia Capanoblo speaking. So I chair one of the dynamic coalitions, the one on core internet values. So I'll be chairing the meeting, the face-to-face meeting of that dynamic coalition. I'll also be in the main session about dynamic coalitions and discussing the need for dynamic coalitions and updating people on what everyone's doing. I'm also a part of the national and regional IGF initiative, and as part of the since I'm on the board of Eurodig, I might have to speak there as the other people on the board. There's only three other people. The chair is actually the chair of the IGF, so it's going to be very difficult for him to be speaking there, Thomas Schneider. And the other two might be taken by other duties as well. And Sandra is the secretary general, so maybe she will speak there as well. No other current direct involvement with workshops, I mean speaking engagements and so on in workshops. I tend to do a lot of stuff in the corridors and talk to a lot of people outside the workshops and the sessions as well.
Great.
That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, next is Satish.
Oh, and I forgot. Oh, sorry. Just one thing.
Yeah,
sorry.
One second.
Just before, yeah, I did forget. Oh, how could I forget that? The Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance is running a workshop. And I'm one of the co-organizers. I usually get someone else to make a fool of themselves. And this time it's going to be Marcus Kummer who's going to be doing this.
Ah.
So I'll be pushing him and you know, telling him what things to do. That's all. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Full schedule. Satish, your turn.
Thanks, Glenn. Satish, for the record. I am organizing two workshops, co-organizing one and speaking in two more. The first one is the Day Zero event that I'm chairing, which is the also meeting of AP-SIG. I will also attend Sandra's Dynamic Coalition on Schools of Internet Governance. I see my name listed in the ICANN session, but nobody has spoken to me about it, so I'm not sure whether I'll be really speaking or not. And then on day 1 to 3, I have a workshop that Ali and I am doing. Then another workshop that I am organizing, which is on open source, which I've been doing for the last 3 years. I'm speaking the Internet Society of China workshop on policy challenges for artificial intelligence development, and also on NRI session on cryptocurrencies. So that's my schedule. Thank you.
Wow. Great. Thank you so much. Wally?
Hi. This is Wally Bakari speaking for the director. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right. I have just signed up to be on the two sessions, but as at now, I'm yet to receive confirmation yet on the two sessions that I have signed up for. But the two sessions are day one, Monday, I'll be on Internet and Big Data Governance for Poverty Alleviation and Environment. And day two, which is Tuesday, I'll be on Governance Innovation in the Age of Sharing Economy. So these are the two sessions that I've just, I'll be on the panel. But I'm awaiting to get the confirmation for these two sessions. Thank you.
Great, thank you. As you see with everyone, we're all going to be pretty busy with sessions. I'm in three sessions, Tajani and Aziz's session. I'm sharing one of the sessions with Satish. I'm on another session on accessibility. Plus, I will make a point of every single session that any of you will be speaking. If I'm not there, I'll have a volunteer photographer. So every session that you guys will be in, they'll be photographed. I won't limited in terms of video of what I can video. I have to sit down with all of you and find out which one has to be video. But I know I'm on day zero. I'm obligated to do all the session on video with Satish. He caught me first. Okay, we're going to be closing in 2 minutes. So I'm just going to open it up to any other items. Heidi, did we cover everything?
Yeah, just something very important that we haven't talked about yet, and that is two things. One thing, if you do not have your travel yet confirmed, Maureen, I know that was you, please let me know if I can help you with anything. And the second very important point is to get into the UN Palais, I believe you need to bring your passport or a picture ID with you every day as you go through. So, you know, that's important. And if you have not registered yet, that is absolutely crucial to do so for the IGF. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. And Heidi, I'll just give you my comment on my travel. I did see an email back from Mandy. I confirmed I'll pick up the cost of the hotel on the 16th. But I told CT to go ahead and book me to fly out on the 15th, so I haven't heard. I'd like to confirm it. They wanted the confirmation the day after my initial email, so I haven't heard anything from CT. So I'd like to get this locked down today if I possibly can. Okay, folks, we covered a lot of material really quick. Thank you all for coming in. And my head's a little fuzzy still from a month and a half of travel, but I think I got a concept of what we're doing. So we have a little homework to do, and I'll be back and forth with particularly Olivier and Susie on some of this costing out. So thank you all for coming and letting us. Yes, go ahead, Heidi.
Heidi, yeah. Just do you want to have a call again next week?
Yes.
Time we will invite Adam and Mandy to that call, and we'll have updates for sure on the this promotional materials.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, we'll bring everybody up to speed. So, again, thank you. I think that's it for everybody. So, thanks again. This concludes the call to our next call next week. Thanks again. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So this meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.